I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where today we're talking about transfers and transitions. Transfers and transitions. This time of year, we just finished the Feast of Tabernacles a few days ago, just finished that Feast of Tabernacles here in the fall of 2021. And after we get past the Feast of Tabernacles, my experience has been, as I've gone through the yearly cycle several years, is this is a time where God starts to initiate transfers and transitions. It's a time where God starts shifting the pieces around. He starts moving things around. And what I want you to think about is time and space are very related. Time and space are connected. They are one. So as time is moving forward another year, think about time's moving forward. The positioning of where we are positioned, the positioning of where we are personally and where things are in our lives need to keep repositioning and keep moving forward every single year. You have to keep repositioning every single year. And God is faithful. If we put him in charge of our lives, get him in charge of navigating and setting the direction and plans for our lives and coordinating with him in that, he will begin to initiate these transfers and transitions in our lives. But let's get started with prayer real quick, and then we'll get into this a little bit more. We're going to start this prayer from Ephesians chapter 3. We've been praying this the last several weeks on our weekly yearly cycle updates, starting in verse 16. So Father, we just thank you for this time here together. I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. That's the ultimate transfer there. And Father, I pray that out of your glorious riches, you would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted, and that we would be rooted and established in love, would have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to you, God, who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or dream or think or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us. To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So, two things here, transfers and transitions. What's the difference between the two? Let's look at some definitions. To transfer something is the act of moving something or someone from one place to another. It's conveying or moving something from one place to another. To transfer something is to move something from one person to another, or to move a person from one place to another place. It's a change of positioning. A transfer is a change in positioning. A transition is the process of change. It's a process of change from one form, state, style, or place to another. It's transitioning. You might transition the use of something, the style that you do something in. You might transition from one state or phase to another phase. Think about water going from the phase of just water going into steam or getting frozen. There's transitions from one phase to another. To transfer is to move something from one place to another, but transition is to change, is to grow, is to change. And so God often, in this time of year, first thing that usually happens, the transfer comes first. Miraculous transfers often begin to happen during this time of the year. Miraculous transfers often happen during this time of the year. That guy could be God repositioning you in a certain way. It could be God transferring something to you. But miraculous transfers often happen in this time of the year. And then after the transfer takes place, it usually leads you into a time of transition. That transfer is repositioning you. The transfer first repositions you. And then after the transfer, you begin to transition to the next level of growth, to the next level of whatever it is that God has for you. So the transfer first, and then the transition. So you can expect the transfers. You've been walking with God. You can probably expect the transfers to be coming here in the next couple of weeks, maybe even in the next week. And then as we go through the winter time, that's where the transitions really begin to take place. As we get closer and closer to the new year on our calendar, is when the transitions begin to take place. So we're going to take communion over this today, over transfers and transitions. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are so faithful to make us great, to bring out the best in us. You got purpose and grace for our lives given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. We just thank you for that. And Lord, we're just asking for you, just receiving today, Lord, that you are faithful to both transfer us and reposition us to where we need to be and transitioning us to the next level that you have for us. We're just receiving that from you today, Father. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." He is doing this for us. He's faithful to keep repositioning us. Because remember, when you're in the right position, that's where the grace flows. Everything is easy. It's effortless. It saves time. It saves space. The grace is flowing when we're in the proper position. Father, we just thank you for it. I ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that transfers us into the light. One of the greatest keys to these transfers, stay in position in the light. In our daily communions, we talk a lot about stay in position in the light. Transfers happen fast. When it's time for things to transfer, here's what I want you to remember. God can do it very quickly. In one day, everything can shift and the transfer can take place for your good. He can turn it all around. He can transfer you out of darkness into light in one day, less than a day. Now, believe as you experience these transfers and transitions in your life, it's just God fulfilling his covenant with us, for him to do continually good for us. I believe as you experience this, it's going to help you to know his heart on a whole new level, to know him more and more. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now a couple things to remember. As these transfers and transitions begin to take place, you can position yourself for the transfer. Stay positioned in the light. Keep that positioning in the light, praise and gratitude consistently. But then be prepared as these doors open for the transfers and the transitions. On the other side of them is probably some work. There's going to be some things that are asked of you to do on the other side of these transitions. Think about to grow into the next level of what God has for you means we're going to have to grow and we're going to have to change. There's going to be some work to do on the other side. And that's change. So sometimes that can seem scary. We're going to wonder, am I good enough? Am I worthy? Am I enough for this? And really, that's the wrong question. The question becomes, what can God do through you? And nothing's impossible for him. If he's calling you to it, it's meant to be done in partnership with him, where he's flowing through you. He's doing the work through you. Jesus said on his own, "On my own, I can do nothing. It's the Father in me that does the work." These transfers and transitions, one of the things that's going to happen as he transitions you, it's going to transition you to a higher level of learning to rely on and trust on him doing that work through you Because he's going to call you to some things that you can't do on your own. And relying and trusting on that, on him flowing and working through you. Less of you and more of him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. And if you start experiencing some of these transfers and transitions here in the next couple of weeks, I'd like to know. Let us know. Let us know what's going on in your life. I'd like to hear your testimonies of this. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com